Good morning. The time is 11:31 a.m. I am Razor.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
The world was heartbroken when the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, had passed away, and the funeral procession was much more emotional, especially for the Osbourne family. AP reports that thousands of Black Sabbath fans paid their respects to the band's frontman as a hearse made its way through the city center, followed by his very emotional wife and children. The hearse carrying Ozzy went down Broad Street to the Black Sabbath bench, which was unveiled on Broad Street Canal Bridge in 2019. When the family laid down flowers in his honor, they looked around and inspected the array of tributes, which made Sharon, Ozzy's wife, very emotional. Six vehicles carrying the Osbourne family followed the hearse, accompanied by police, motorcycle riders, and a police car. Long after the hearse had moved for the private funeral, the city, which had embraced its reputation as the Siddle as heavy metal, was pounding to the beat of Black Sabbath. Long live Ozzy.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. Hillsboro is home to America's best arcade, says Newsweek. Next Level Pinball Museum is located on Northeast 25th Ave in Hillsboro and has over 300 pinball machines alone, along with hundreds of other arcade machines. And according to Coin, Newsweek said, quote, thanks to the power of nostalgia, retro arcades have made a comeback, filled with the flashing lights and beep-boop sounds that make you beg your mom for quarters. But this time around, modern arcades offer something more. An ideal blend of classic games like the original 1978 Space Invaders, new tech that even the youngest pinball wizard will love, and a thriving community that's been built one Pac-Man tournament at a time, end quote. And a Portland arcade takes the ninth spot on the list. Ground Control Classic Arcade, and that's Control with a K, about Newsweek said, quote, at Ground Control Classic Arcade, your mission is to have fun with more than 100 pinball machines and video games, both new and retro. Families are welcome from noon to 5 p.m., which is perfect for challenging your kids to an NBA Jam game while downing tasty snacks and mocktails from the full bar, end quote. And you can find Ground Control on Northwest 5th Ave right here in Portland, Oregon.
That's fun. I've been to Ground Control once, and it was quite a time. Well, summer concerts return to Pioneer Courthouse Square with the Noon Tunes Summer Concert Series presented by 101.9 Kink. From the square, the Noon Tunes Summer Concert Series returns for its 33rd year. If you've been attending or been keeping up with Noon Tunes Concert Series, then you know that today is the last day of this event from noon to 1 p.m. Performing for today is Neighbors. That is their name. Art painting at the square and select food carts will also be available.
Well, that sounds friendly.
Yeah.
I would definitely love to check that out. And you should mark your calendar for the Benson Tech Community Celebration coming up on Saturday, September 13th. I know it's a little far away, but we want to make sure you don't miss it. From noon to 4 p.m., there will be tours, an activity fair, class reunions, food trucks, and Benson merch, and live music performed by students. This event is a wonderful opportunity for current and future Astros, their families, alumni, and the community to engage, see the newly renovated Benson, and learn about what's happening at Benson Tech. Again, that is from noon to 4 p.m. on September 13th at Benson Tech, which is at 546 Northeast 12th Avenue. For more information, please visit the Benson Polytechnic High School group on Facebook or email the Benson Polytechnic High School Alumni Association at info@bensontechalumni.org. Benson Tech and alumni have capital first letters. And Portland Parks and Rec Free Lunch and Play will have free lunch, crafts, and games at a ton of Portland parks today. Arts in the Park will be visiting Montevilla, Ventura, Raymond, and Irving Parks this week from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The Multnomah County Library is hosting story time at St. John's Park from 11 to 11:30 this morning. And tomorrow, Woodlawn Park will be hosting Conjunto Alegre with free salsa, merengue, bachata, and cha-cha concert at 6:30 p.m. And 7:30 p.m., also tomorrow, McCoy Park will be playing Mufasa the Lion King in English, but that will have Spanish subtitles.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I am Razor.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose. We're back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. When it comes to education and training beyond high school, there are several approaches you can take. You can enroll in a four-year college or university, or go to a two-year community college, or you may choose a private career school. private career schools offer training that lasts from 1 day to 2 years and teach classes in many occupations such as cosmetology, truck driving, or tax preparation. If you're thinking about a private career school, here are some steps to take to ensure you made the right choice. First, visit the school. If possible, try visiting more than one. Check out the differences. Two, determine total cost. Find out the total program cost. Most schools charge an enrollment fee, tuition, books, and supplies. Three, talk with other students of the school. Ask them their opinion. And four, talk with employers. Ask them if they've hired any graduates from the school you're considering. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
When my landlord said rent could be cheaper if we were friends with benefits, you know, I'd heard of sexual harassment in the workplace, but at home?
That is housing discrimination based on sex.
I'm legally blind. A landlord recently said that he didn't think I'd be able to take care of an apartment on my own and refused to rent to me.
That is also housing discrimination based on disability.
A real estate agent said that we'd be more comfortable living in a different neighborhood with people like us. Luckily, we know our rights. It's illegal to steer prospective homeowners away from or to certain neighborhoods based on race or national origin.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your sex, disability, national origin, race, color, religion, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing is your right. Use it. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Portland weather.
Hey, it's your DJ Sydney here with the updated weather. The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Tonight, we're looking partly cloudy weather with an overnight low of 58 degrees. Tomorrow, it's looking mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 68 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 72 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently mostly cloudy and 68 degrees in the Rose City. Up next, I have a classic for you. This is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Michael Jackson. Thank you for listening to Summer Sound 2025.
You know, I was...